T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano with you.
Yeah.
The Temptation. You know, this reminds me, Dan, seeing AOC out there again. And look, you know, she is the epitome of a lot of this stuff. And we talk about what's in the news. It's hard not to make the mistake, though. What does the media do when it's an issue involving African Americans? They go to Al Sharpton. She's the same face of a generation now. I'm trying to think who else is the face of millennials right now. The David Ho kid, you know, the face is...
He's Gen Z, David
okay,
Ho.
But borderline of this, I'm talking younger. These are the people that go to. You don't see anybody going to...
I think a good one would be Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
For the conservative voice of our generation.
Okay, that's a good choice. I guess he is. I don't see the media necessarily or any identification with it. And we don't want to go overboard. I mean, I know any number of millennials, you may know too, that are not snowflakes, that are not buying into all this stuff. But truly, the greatest generation is the World War II generation. There's nothing, and the pitch by AOC here, and we have a lot more, is that the values, the way of approaching the world is superior here versus the stoicism, the hard work, the charging up Normandy, D-Day, defeating the Depression, coming back and building America. Those are not the values, though, by and large, of millennials. So here's a generation, though. Is this a good thing to be touting this in this way? I don't think so. It just gets people to think, look, you're too much into your phone technology. You're too much into phrases like being triggered. You're too much into thinking the world has to accommodate you. But that's not the entire generation. What figure did we put it at? How many are like that? And it's easy in talk radio. Be easy for me. You know, and sometimes I hear this. I think it's hack talk radio if you just go off and attack all millennials. Everybody feels better. But you got to have people in this generation move away from this. And how could you? Brokaw was correct. That was the greatest generation when you look at achievement. There is no doubt. All right, so 855-839-1210. What? And you know what the thing is, too. Let's face it. Other than technology, the phones and all that, the snowflake stuff that you see play out. We have another cut of AOC we'll play for you here. It's climate change. That's what defines this. That's the issue, at least among the people that draw resentment. It's that fixation on that. That's the ticking. This girl from Sweden, cocky as hell, you know, going across the Atlantic. I'm not going to meet with President Trump. He's a moron. Greta something. The Parkland kids, even though they're not millennials, I get it. I'm talking about people in the news that are, say, below 30 or right around that. They're the face of this stuff. And they actually believe this. This is a better way. It's a disaster. Let's go to Charlie in Westchester. Charlie, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, the reference I wanted to bring up was the old song that Paul Lynde sang in Bye Bye Birdie, Kids, What's the Matter with Kids Today? It's a reoccurring theme. It's like the kids of this generation are going to destroy the planet as our parents felt we would destroy the planet, so on and so forth. Yesterday, I was kind of really depressed with your topic. If we can't figure out what to do with peanut butter jelly sandwiches and tuna fish sandwiches in the school.
Well, we have more on that today. We had that earlier in the show. I hear you, Charlie. But look, I know any number of millennials who are not cut from that cloth. And I'm not one. That's what I'm cautioning against. I get it. You know, every generation, get off my grass, kid. We don't want to do that. But the stuff that's going on college campus, significant numbers. And the danger is you have the media egging this on and saying this is where the wisdom is. There's no wisdom in AOC. She's charismatic to a degree, but that's it.
Well, she said some things that to me rang true, that we need to study history. We need to study the labor movement. We need to know, you know, what happened before so we don't make some of the mistakes going forward. What she said was essentially true. Now, you may not agree with the way she...
Well, wait a minute. What she's saying is true, but I would say this, in significant numbers, people like AOC and others, they don't know any of those things. They're not studying them. They don't care about them. That's ridiculous.
Well, then that's our fault.
It is?
Yeah, it's our fault by not having a curriculum in the schools and not making sure that they're hearing this. We don't even teach civics in school. Some people can't even explain to you how the tax structure works, whether your school board taxes are controlled locally or whether they're controlled by the federal government.
So who are you pinning the fault on again exactly?
After yesterday's discussion, I'm pinning it on all of us. We've lost our ability to communicate. The Civil War was caused by an inability to compromise. And some of the compromises we put in place before the Civil War actually contributed to it, but we don't compromise anymore. We're in the middle of a social civil war that's not a shooting war.
Well, I know I'm not compromising on that. Thank you, Charlie, very much for a great call. No, I'm not at fault. You're not at fault. We're fighting the people that are egging this on or encouraging this. I'd love to hear from a millennial or close to a millennial. We have Dan and Joe here. But look, I see how DJ works. I see the stuff that he's done. Luke. I see what Dan does. Joe, not so much. I don't watch a morning show. I don't know what's going on there. But I see this, and I see their abilities and all that. So I'm not someone who bashes. It's so easy. It's such hack talk radio. We could line up callers forever. That's not the way to deal with this. Get off my lawn and all. But here's another from AOC, She makes my point coming up about the idea that it's all about climate. We have one more of AOC, who arguably is the face of a lot of this millennial stuff. She surfaces again yesterday, essentially saying, New York Post has it right today, this is the greatest generation. Meaning, you know, however you want to put age range, I just lump them all together, be it AOC, be it the kid dissing President Trump and that ship coming from Sweden, David Hogg, who said if he's killed, the face of the Parkland shooting, take his body and dump it on the doorstep of the NRA. And this is who we ought to be listening to. And then just some of the stuff that you see, each generation has their own quirks. How true are these about millennials? There are two things that seem to define it, though, two issues, in addition to the quirky stuff. One, student loan debt. I've never seen anything like it, and I can't imagine what that is like to have that hanging over your head. Student loan debt, definitely one. And the other is the climate issue and buying into that. And if you buy into that, there's only 12 years left. Doesn't that impact your, well, no student loan debt then? Does AOC really believe that? I don't think so. The Obamas apparently don't. They just bought an estate that if this stuff is true in Martha's Vineyard, it's not going to be there. It's not going to be valuable. So I don't think that deep down they actually believe this. But that's the talking point. So here's a little bit more of AOC. Waking up in the middle of the night while on vacation, worrying about climate change.
Even while I was on vacation, I woke up in the middle of the night at 3:30 in the morning, just concerned about climate change. I'm 29 years old. I really struggle sometimes with the idea of how to be a policymaker and potentially have a family in the time of climate change. And it really freaks me out, and it can be really, really scary. We are kind of blowing past a lot of the markers that scientists thought would happen years from now, and they're actually happening now. Our glaciers are melting, our sea levels are rising, and I'm scared sometimes, too, about the world that I'm going to be living in, that we're all going to be living in. I sometimes fear what we're going to be living with when I'm 40, 50, 60 years old.
Oh, wait a minute. It's ending in 12 years. So how are you going to be here worrying about what it's like? Isn't that the Green New Deal? Isn't that the urgency? You have a dozen years, and we moved off that. All right, let's go to the callers. Ray is in Warminster. Ray, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Ray. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, listen, I couldn't agree with you more about the Greatest Generation. World War II, my father, and I'm young, I'm 52 years old, but my father was a prisoner of war in Japan for 3.5 years, and he served in the Navy for 30 on top of it, then worked for him for 17 on top of that. But that generation, man, I was around those people. I was at reunions. I met those survivors. You can't even put into words the kind of people those people were.
Yeah, well, I think one of the startling things is not just the achievement, but the audacity to be told to charge up to those cliffs on D-Day just unprecedented. So the boldness of this is just the type of stuff that gets backlash. And AOC is a media creation, you can say. But some of the stuff we see on college campuses reflects the way that she thinks. And those are the two things, Ray, that I see driving some of this. Climate and the student loan debt.
Well, let me tell you something about college campuses real quick. I know I have a limited amount of time here. My daughter went to a local college in the area. Her freshman year was, I think, 2 years. She's a junior now, so 2 years ago was her freshman year. Her required reading over the summer was a book about a person that became a female. All right.
Yes.
That was her required reading. That person came to campus to speak, and she had to go to it. Now, Dom, real quick, she lived in a dorm, all right, and it was a multi-story dorm. You would think that the first meeting that the college would have with the kids would be, okay, security, okay, look, there's a fire. Where's the fire exit? You know, who do you meet? Like, where's the rally point? Yada, 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 right? No lie, I am not making this up to you. Some people don't even believe when I say this. The first meeting that she had that was sanctioned by the person that ran all the dorms was how to tie your partner up and have kinky sex with them.
Well, it sounds like an interesting college, all right? So, you know, if a fire breaks out, you got to know in the middle of that what we should be doing. Yes, 855-839-1210. We'll have to get the name of that college next time he calls in. So, Dan, do you feel burdened by this tag on millennials?
By the tag? No, I don't feel burdened.
No, you don't. You don't feel you have to throw that off and say you're not part of it.
No, because I think for the most part it's appropriate, but I'm happy there are people like you that realize that there are just as many millennials that are, you know, good workers, good people, know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's they need more voice, I guess. We need to see the, you know, the media is going to put stuff out there that's more odd. And people like AOC and these some of these other things, they're the ones that are going to get traction on this.
Yeah, and I think it comes, you know, I'm a confident person. I'm confident in myself. And, you know, you can put whatever label on me you want, but I'll prove you wrong. That's just where I stand, you know?
I'd love to hear from a millennial out there, though. This idea, it's got to be difficult to think that the way this generation's tagged, some people celebrate it, that all millennials are like this. They think it's positive, like AOC. Others just constantly, and I'd love to hear if you're in business. You got to run into people that are millennials that are not what we're told constantly, every scare article that, you know, they just have to be babied all the time. Let's go to Brian in Bluebell. Brian, I think, is a millennial on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Yeah, I'm an early millennial, and so I work with a lot of in the thick millennials. So,
okay.
You know, in their late 20s and 30s. And I'm not going to say there's a huge divide because of if you're 35 versus 40, but I'm closer to 40, and I really don't I don't understand everyone's viewpoint, their world view. Everything's seen in race and seen in unfairness. And the thing that I just remember is, in college, is that there was a lot of friends who thought that they're going to come out and they're going to be millionaires and be billionaires and better than their parents right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see that in the workplace still. These kids think that the world is theirs and there's nothing that's going to stop them from doing it. And if you're in the way, you're part of the problem. And so the problem is they're overly confident, yet they don't know anything yet. They're not stupid. They just think that they're 60 years old and they've got 30 years of experience and they're going to do it a different way. And that's not how it works.
Yeah, I think that's a good insight. Brian, the other thing I'd say too, you mentioned something there. It's one thing to have a generation that thinks, hey, there's been bigotry toward people that are gay. But the line is crossed with the gender fluidity and the transphobic and all that stuff. And that is just inundating everyday lives.
Yeah, Dom, it really is. That's all they want to talk about. And I'm like, wait a minute. Watch American Factory. It's on Netflix. It just came out. It's by the Obamas. And when the culture clash between the Chinese trying to take over an American company and to try to mix the cultures, the one thing they said was Americans are told that they're special, they're so overly confident, but they can't work fast, they can't work diligently, and all they want to do is talk.
Thanks, Brian, very much. I've heard about that. I haven't seen it yet because of the Obamas, but I think I should.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.